This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Julian, together with Joyce and Sheraton. We're looking at some of the biggest news of the day. The 1MDB saga continues as Najib Razak's SRC trial is set to kick off on Tuesday at the KL High Court. To recap, ex-Prime Minister Najib has been charged on three counts of CBT involving 27 million ringgit, one count of abuse of power at the KL Session Court for the transfer of 42 million ringgit from the SRC International to his personal account.
Yeah, so Najib pleaded not guilty to all these charges. Now, sources told Benama that the prosecution is ready with nine witnesses to testify on the first day of the trial, and amongst them are government officers. The sources added that whether the trial will proceed as planned on Tuesday would depend on Najib's appeal to stay the trial.
Yeah, so the stay application is scheduled to be heard this afternoon at the Courts of Appeal. So stay tuned for that. I think we'll definitely be covering the news for you. Our colleague is there on the ground and we'll be covering this news for you. So stay tuned to BFM for this latest news on this.
Okay, in another matter, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng stated that taxpayers who do not have a foreign bank account need not worry about the email from the Inland Revenue Board about the special disclosure program. What is this all about?
So the special disclosure program is targeted at those who have not declared their taxable income generated from sources within Malaysia that is deposited in a foreign bank account. Now, the government has agreed to reduce the penalty from 300% to 10% if disclosure is made before 31st of March 2019.
Yeah, so you have about over a month to go before the deadline, end of March, before
only,
you get the super good discount.
That's right. Only
super
if you good have discount. Foreign bank accounts.
Oh, no. It's just special disclosure program is for all taxpayers to come forward to declare undisclosed income that you've never declared before. Come forward. You have that until end of March and you'll get a great discount. If not, then you'll have until 30th June 2019. But this story here that broke over the weekend was that there's this news of coming out of the foreign bank accounts. There's this our government have come out to say that those who have foreign bank accounts, they're also going to come after you. If you do not declare income source from Malaysia and you've moved it out to foreign banks, don't think that the government cannot track, because they have big data and they can. And I think a lot of countries are also sharing data.
Yeah, I think there is a global concerted move to declare income under such a program where you've got to state your tax number so that if you have a foreign bank, that foreign bank would also know what your tax account is in Malaysia and can report. They can share information. Governments can share information. Because I think that right now it's all about money laundering and it's all about the prevention of transference of illicit money all around the world, right? So every individual would then have to register themselves as part of the banking KYC as well.
Yeah, so this discount, right, the penalty is actually 300%. So that's going to be reduced to 10% if disclosures are made before March 31st this year. And that's going to penalty will be 15% if the disclosure is made on or before 30th June. After that, it's 300%.
Yeah, and the Inland Revenue, I think they've come up with really effective policies. I think last year they've managed to collect a record high tax collection as a result of some of the amnesty that they've introduced over the past few months.
I'm also wondering what kind of incomes can be taxed over here, because largely I'm not in the know because I don't have a Panama bank account or anything like that, right? But largely these kinds of income would be from profits of your investments, interest income. Possibly Malaysia currently does not have capital gains taxes, and neither do a lot of countries in Asia. But if you are making huge amounts of profits from other sources, then obviously the government is interested to know what you have.
If you're sourcing income from Malaysia, but you've moved it out of Malaysia and you have a foreign bank account, I think what you're saying is that they have information on that. So don't think they don't have, because it's not an account in Malaysia.
Let's look at some business news, and this one I think caught our eyes. Norway's $1 trillion US dollar wealth fund is said to be scaling back on their real estate deals.
Yes, instead, the fund will be focusing on investing listed real estate companies. This move is an abrupt shift for the fund, which was created from Norway's oil income to safeguard wealth for the generations to come in Norway.
Yeah, and this plan was backed by the finance ministry. What you're saying is that I think in an email comment from Norway's finance minister, she said that she was pleased that the bank continually evaluates how the fund invests.
So they started pushing into the real estate market back in 2011. Right now, they want to focus on reducing costs and forcing it to rethink of its approach in going through direct deals. Also, they are struggling to find a property at good prices after the near record rises in properties in the market across the world.
Yeah, the fund has also been kept out of the private equity market because of similar concerns over cost and complexity of managing unlisted investment. Now, the fund's real estate ownership has no plan to offload properties, but their withdrawal will be felt in the real estate market.
Yeah, so according to Bloomberg, the fund has no plans to offload these properties that they hold, but the loss, looking at all this, the past decade, Norway's wealth fund bought up to, $25 billion worth of properties in major global cities. I think they have real estate on Times Square, also London's Regent Street, and you also have some other key addresses on their list. So, yeah, definitely have quite a big portfolio there when it comes to properties.
Yeah, you see how they are trying to focus on cost reduction, I guess, that adds a lot more to returns over the very long term, since this a sovereign wealth fund is a very long-term fund. But $25 billion US dollars, that's nothing. That's a drop, drop in the whole $1 trillion fund across the world, right? And interestingly, the property investments have yielded about 6% return a year since they started investing it. So that's not too bad. 6% property returns a year in US dollar is decent, I would say.
Yeah, and the investors, they've struggled to expand its portfolio to reach its intended size. Recently, boosted the portion of shares it holds to 70%, adding risk to boost returns for the Norwegian generations to come. In an interview with Bloomberg Market Magazine, the fund CEO said that it was hardly invested in any real estate net to net over the past 2 years. A property investment have had an average return of, as you said, 6% since the start.
Now, speaking of real estate matters, The Edge Financial Daily also has a story on the newly gazetted KL City plan in 2020.
Yeah, so under the property projects which were previously granted approval in principle with a higher plot ratio than what is permitted in the new plan, they are required to seek fresh approvals from DBKL. So this means developers will either have to scale down their projects or they have to resubmit their plans to seek approval for the higher plot ratio.
And also, still on property-related matters, tomorrow, Lendlease Group will be sharing more information on their project at the Tun Razak Exchange. This is a mixed integrated development. It's a 60-40 JV between Lendlease and TRX City. And TRX, of course, a very controversial company that was previously under the 1MDB. Now, okay, we are coming up to the 9 a.m. news. And after that, we'll bring you news from Bursa Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.